Next is the purchase price paragraph. You know, one of the biggest mistakes I see buyer's agents making is letting their buyers decide what to offer, and it messes up the deal completely from a listings agent's point of view. Obviously, it's their decision to decide what to offer, but they sometimes simply make up a price based on discounting the list price without any concern of the comps. This is usually a sure way for the buyer's offer not to be accepted, especially on multiple offers. The right thing to do as a buyer's agent is to always run a CMA, a comparative market analysis, just like you would if you were listing the property for sale. You need to look at what's sold, compare the square footage, days on the market, condition, location, improvements, and upgrades. These are the very same properties that the appraiser will look at and be used to determine value when they're appraising the property. One of the other things I see not being done is you're not doing the math to determine the ratio between the list price and sales price. In most markets, it's 3-5%, yet you have buyers coming in trying to discount properties 20-30% because they read it in the newspaper somewhere that you can steal properties. So what you need to do is to run the comps for that little neighborhood of all the properties that are sold and then determine what is the ratio, and you'll be shocked to find out it's 3-5%. So does it make sense to come in with an offer 15-20% below market when there's 3-4 other offers competing with you? You're always going to lose that deal. This predicts what properties are going to sell for, that 3-5% ratio. Next, look at pendings. What are pendings? Those are properties that are on the market that are sold, but we don't know what they're actually going to close for. Again, compare square footage, days on the market, condition, location, improvements, and upgrades, and then do that 3-5% ratio again, and you're going to pretty well determine exactly what that property is going to sell for. Next, look at what's for sale. Remember, they're your competition. So if the properties in the market are all within a certain price range, you can't just make up a number over here because that's what the properties are going to sell for. Remember, they're going to sell for 3-5%. That's what's going to happen. I'm not saying don't try it, but if you've got a bottom dweller who's going to try to steal every property and you're going to have to write 8 or 10 or 12 offers before you get one accepted, I think you ought to think of, do I even want to work with this client? Because that's kind of a waste of time. You ought to think about somebody in your office that has nothing to do and go refer them to them. I wouldn't be working with a buyer like that. But see, I would have determined that up front, wouldn't I? When I met with the buyer up front and talk about what their goals were. Then if you have the time, call the listing agent and ask them what comps they use to determine the list price. They're going to tell you one of two things. They're either going to say, I use this, this, and this, and this. Or they're going to say, well, and when they do that, that's going to tell you what? That's going to tell you the seller determined the price. And that means the listing agent's probably been telling their seller, hey, you're way overvalued, and you're going to have agents come in and use comps. So what I would do in that case would be bring comps in with my offer and try to get it sold that way. So am I telling you you have to come in at list price? No, I don't mean that. What I mean is you can test the market by coming a little bit lower, but you also have to realize, based on the numbers, what the property is going to sell for. I can tell you most professional agents can sit down and predict pretty closely what it's going to sell for. So as a buyer's agent, you have as much work to do as the seller's agent does when they list the property. That's enough said about purchase price. Let's move on.